You've probably seen them too by now. Eyes rolled back, heads lolling, hands at their sides, fingers twitching. Wandering aimlessly with no destination, no obvious direction. Their lips are moving, but the only sounds aren't speech. Just incomprehensible mutterings, muted sighs, vague exhalations, an occasional stifled sob. Ashen-faced, they seem stunned, shocked, survivors of some unseen catastrophe. You think zombies, but you know you've seen too much bad TV, too many derivative movies about the undead. Nah, these are living people, people you know, if there are any people you know anymore. These are the catatonics from last night's horror show election, the folks who never dreamed their neighbors, their friends, their family members even, would vote in that man. That crass, creepy cretin of a human being, the very incarnation of kitchen excess, a braggart billionaire so lacking in noblesse oblige they can't wrap their confused heads around the reality, around all reality. Who knows how long it'll take to come down off these evil hallucinogens someone slipped in their chablis while they were settling in for an enjoyable evening of election returns, canapes balanced on their napkin laps. Who knows when the earth will tilt back onto its proper axis? At the moment, there are no more predictions. The unthinkable, yeah, the unthinkable, and the impossibility of even trying. Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a week. Maybe, if they could only get a flimsy handle on this, maybe, well, maybe never. The country they lived in is gone now. They'll wander its barren landscape knowing they were always strangers in a strange land. A land inhabited by faces seemingly familiar but only mass. Their homes are gone. Someone has changed the locks. The squatters. The new owners. For the unknowable future, they're the new refugees lost in America. Whatever you do, no matter how much you'd like to help, give them a wide berth. They're beyond all that now.